From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey ponders a coalition ground operation in Syria. Turkey called Tuesday for a coalition ground operation to end the war in Syria.
Bu kara operasyonu konusunu.
Foreign Minister Mevlüt Cavusoglu said such an operation has not been given serious debate. He says Saudi Arabia and some Western European countries have said such an operation is necessary, but he ruled out the possibility that Turkey would undertake unilateral action or the prospect of a joint Saudi-Turkish venture without broader consensus in the U.S.-led coalition against Islamic State. Meanwhile, U.N. spokesman Farhan Haq said Wednesday that envoy Stefan de Mistura has reached agreement in Damascus for aid convoys to reach besieged areas of Syria.
And those include Deir ez-Zor, Fua, and Kafria in Idlib, and Madaya, Zabadani, Kafr Batna, and Madamiyat Isham in rural Damascus.
The U.N. hopes to bring in much-needed humanitarian supplies by convoy. Meanwhile, the U.S. called on Russia to put up or shut up, a reference to ongoing Russian airstrikes that fuels the government's current offensive in the north. Uganda's presidential campaign ended Tuesday ahead of Thursday's vote. The longtime opposition leader Kizza Besigye says will be neither free nor fair. Nicholas Sengoba is a political analyst.
His basic argument is that Uganda is a country that is suffering the pangs of poverty, illiteracy, lack of good health, breakdown in social services, because mainly of corruption and bad governance.
Kizza Besigye, who had failed three times before to unseat incumbent President Yoweri Museveni and another opposition candidate, former Prime Minister Amama Mbabazi, are trying to end the Ugandan leader's 30 years grip on power. This is VOA News. President Obama ended a two-day summit of Southeast Asian leaders in California Tuesday by announcing a closing statement that calls for tangible steps to lower tensions over ongoing territorial disputes in the South China Sea.
The United States and ASEAN are reaffirming our strong commitment to a regional order where international rules and norms and the rights of all nations, large and small, are upheld. We discussed the need for tangible steps in the South China Sea to lower tensions, including a halt to further reclamation, new construction, and militarization of disputed areas.
Mr. Obama says the members of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, affirm that disputes should be resolved peacefully and through legal means. Meanwhile, a media report says China has deployed advanced surface-to-air missiles on Woody Island, one of the contested islands of the Paracel chain in the South China Sea. The U.S. and Cuba signed an agreement Tuesday allowing U.S. commercial airlines to make up to 110 daily flights to the communist island for the first time in over half a century. Anthony Fox is the U.S. Transportation Secretary.
It represents a critically important milestone in the United States' continued efforts to engage with Cuba and normalize our relations as President Obama set out to do just 14 months ago.
The agreement followed the reestablishment of diplomatic relations last year and calls for 20 flights a day to the capital, Havana, in addition to the current 10 to 15 charter flights. The remainder of the new flights, which could start later this year, would take travelers to nine other Cuban cities. Four radar-evading stealth F-22 Raptor fighters flew from a base in Japan across South Korea Wednesday to an air base near Seoul in apparent show of force following a recent nuclear test and rocket launch by North Korea. Last month, a U.S. B-52 bomber made much the same journey over South Korea. Partial results released Tuesday in Central African Republic's presidential runoff election show that former Prime Minister Faustin Archange Touadéra leading another former Prime Minister, Anicet Georges Dologuele. It's unclear when all results will be tabulated. Meanwhile, African Union spokesperson Suleiman Ndeya said overall the election was held in a climate of peace and tranquility. Voting was conducted within the law despite what he called material, technical, and logistical deficiencies. The country's trying to emerge from 3 years of sectarian violence. Meanwhile, the U.N. has asked the Democratic Republic of Congo to investigate new allegations of sexual abuse by its U.N. peacekeepers in CAR. The U.N. says seven of its peacekeepers were killed this week in an Islamist attack using an explosive-laden truck on their base in the northeast Malian town of Kidal. And former U.N. Secretary General Boutros Boutros-Ghali, a veteran Egyptian diplomat, has died at age 93. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.